Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, and I'll tell you what, just so everybody realizes, our lines were down yesterday. We didn't get any calls. Many of you tried to call in. You couldn't. Lines are fixed. It's on us. We got it done. We're taking calls. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'll hand it to the Republicans to find a boogeyman. Yesterday morning this time, I heard a guy from Virginia say the number one issue he was voting on was critical race theory, and then they asked him to expand on it, and he didn't even know what it was. And now all these right. talking heads are saying, you know, the Democrats wouldn't even touch this issue, and maybe they wouldn't, but what it really is the Republicans don't really want to touch this issue, in my opinion, because they don't want it taught. But it's not even something that's in their present curriculum in Virginia, from what I understand. So basically, you know, this subject makes me uncomfortable is what the Republicans are saying. So let's not talk about it at all. Let's not teach this history. You know, it became the number two issue only after jobs and the economy in this election. And they found another boogeyman, just like Trump with the wall. We got to build the wall. And they're famous for this. If it's a non-issue, as they say, well, they're saying it's a big issue, then let's talk about it. But they do not want to talk about it, is my point.
Yeah, you know, Dick, let's talk about that right now, because that is an issue that we had not talked about in the first segment when Dan of Virginia called in and gave us a bird's eye view from the ground about what was going on out there. As you know, Glenn Youngkin, Republican, beat Terry McAuliffe 50.7 to 48.6. About 2 points, a little over 2.1 points. And everybody goes, oh, you know, we're dead. Democrats are dead, all dead, because Biden won by 10 and McAuliffe lost by 2, 12-point swing. We can't just run on Orange Man bad, Orange Julius bad. We got to stand, all this sort of stuff. I've heard this so often in so many races. We pointed out that over the last 50 years, every time someone is elected president, somebody in the other party in Virginia gets elected governor. Every time. That means for 50 years, when Reagan's elected, Democrat comes in next time and so on. Luke, you're at the phone, my friend, or at the microphone. What's on your mind?
Every time but once. There was one time in the last 50 years where a Democrat was elected president and then a Democrat won the governorship in Virginia, and it was Terry McAuliffe, and it was actually something that he was praising because Obama won the presidency in 2008 and Terry McAuliffe was elected governor, I believe, in 2009. And so there was one time in the last 50 years that trend was broken. And he campaigned on the fact that he broke that trend previously.
Terry McAuliffe has only been out 4 years. You know, Northrop is in there now. So Terry McAuliffe, you know, check it out, Luke.
I think there was somebody else in there, but I'm pretty sure Terry McAuliffe, or okay, even if Terry McAuliffe was elected in 2013, then
right.
Obama won in 12. So either way, he broke the trend once, and right, I believe that's who it was.
In 7, but in 12, the 13 to 17, Northrop 17. Yeah, I think you're right. That's very, very good. Very good. In 50 years, that's it. McAuliffe was governor 4 years ago, but he ain't going to be governor again now, unfortunately. And I want to address what Dick of Madison said, Dick of Madison, and that is on critical race theory. Let's talk realistically about this thing. What is critical race theory? No one knows. There is no such thing. Let's unpack this. Here's what's going on. And let's be able to respond intelligently to people who accuse Democrats of it, because that's occurred in school board recalls. That's occurred in gubernatorial races. The Republicans are saying that critical race theory to get the image of race in without identifying the race. And they're racializing these elections. So what's really happening is this. What's really happening is they don't say what it is, but it sounds bad. I don't want it taught in schools. So therefore, let's vote Republican. Well, no. What is critical race theory? Critical race theory was originally come up with by some scholars decades ago. And basically, it looked at everything in American history through the prism of race. And some of the more extreme examples, the New York Times 1619 Project, essentially, and that is the product of a woman who's a scholar from, I forget if it was University of North Carolina, North Carolina State, one of them. And basically, you look at it and you say the whole Revolutionary War was fought just to preserve slavery. That's false. That's a false statement. I don't want that taught. That's not taught in any school in this country, and it never will be taught in any school in this country. Obviously, there are mixed motives. I don't know what every revolutionary had in his soul when he ran, but the truth of the matter is that that is a false doctrine. If that's what they mean by critical race theory, it's a false attack because it's not being taught. What the Republicans are doing in the more extreme sense, in some of the reddest states, they don't want Martin Luther King's speeches taught. They don't want slavery taught. Look, even I went to grade school a long time ago, a lot longer time ago than Luke. And the truth of the matter is, all of us, somewhere along the line in high school, learned that Lincoln freed the slaves. Well, you know something? What, we're not going to teach that anymore? What, you're not going to learn about the Civil War? Come on, that's American history. I think it is also a good idea, because when I was in grade school, nobody taught anything about how badly Black people were treated when Reconstruction was put to a halt in the Devil's Bargain in the 1880s between the Republicans and the Democrats after Rutherford Hayes stole the election in 1876. Just saying. And for 100 years, Black people were lynched and they were savagely treated till JFK came along. And actually, Dwight Eisenhower gets some props. Dwight Eisenhower integrated schools. JFK put it on the line, and that ended up in the Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, that it was done through Lyndon Johnson. Now, that should all be taught. Why shouldn't that be taught? That's American history. That's not critical race theory. That's American history. So these clowns in the Republican Party are going, oh, we can't teach critical race theory. McAuliffe wanted to teach critical race theory. Baloney. Education should be left to professionals. You know, there are school boards statewide that select, for instance, textbooks. Okay, they should too. You don't want nutty stuff in textbooks. There, believe it or not, there's a school board in Texas right now who are demanding that if in teaching World War II, when you teach the Holocaust, that the mass murderer and psychopath Adolf Hitler murdered Jewish people, he murdered a lot of other people too, that you must put in the point of view of Holocaust deniers. That is, that's disgusting. It's also stupid. I mean, if you have a school board that's teaching this kind of conspiracy stuff from right-wing nuts, that's not education. You got to take education away from the nuts. And that's usually right-wing nuts, but there's an occasional left-wing nut who will say, oh, critical race theory, everything that happened in American history was done to preserve slavery up until in Lincoln, and then everything since has been there to restore it. That's baloney. That's false. That's false. There's no such thing as critical race theory as they describe it in these campaigns. So let's get real clear about that. Critical race theory is not taught anywhere. That argument by Republicans is being used to pervert American history and say there never was a racial issue. That's ridiculous, too. Tulsa Massacre in the, 1920s, and a beautiful business district gets burned and people get murdered. Yeah, that should be taught. It's not critical race theory. That's American history. Going to the break. The lines are live. Listen to me. If you're on the line, do not hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789.